Sione Tekiteki is the Director for Governance and Engagement at the Pacific Islands Forum Secretariat. He holds a Bachelor of Law, a Bachelor of Commerce, and a Master of Laws with honors from the University of Auckland. Mr. Tekiteki is also worked as the Clerk of the House at the Legislative Assembly of Tonga and has held various roles within the Pacific Islands Forum Secretariat in Fiji. This week, the civil society organization's representatives from 15 Pacific Forum countries are meeting to discuss perspectives on regional policy priorities and identify advocacy strategies. Sione Tekiteki is part of the senior management team at the forum and joins us on the line. Maloe lele, Sione, and thank you so much for taking your time out to have a chat with us.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity to have the chat.
Before we talk about the business at hand, Sione, please tell us a little bit about yourself. Were you born in Tonga or were you born in New Zealand?
Born and raised in Tonga until for the early years. Came over to New Zealand when I was around 9. I spent all of my education here and then went back, and I spent all of my time in the Pacific, as you mentioned, working in Tonga and Fiji, but the family's over here in New Zealand, so I'm currently up in Auckland at the moment. I'm here, obviously, with COVID-19 and closure of boundaries. I'm sort of working from home at the moment.
Ah, okay. So with regards to the work that's happening around the Pacific with COVID-19, how is the forum has a conference in Fiji, or is that online?
Well, yes. I mean, obviously, we've had to reconsider all of our engagement platforms because of the COVID-19. So since the closure of boundaries, we've undertaken a lot of our work through online means, including holding various conferences, such as the one with civil society organizations. So that's currently taking place online.
And what are some of the main concerns that you're having to address in the...
Well, some of the issues that obviously the conference is focusing on is the impacts of COVID-19 on the Pacific region. We acknowledge, obviously, the firsthand implementation work the civil societies can bring to tackling some of these issues, which is why we're holding we're making the virtual conference very much focusing and honing in on some of the impacts on COVID-19. Obviously, that relates to closure of boundaries, what that means in terms of employment, what that means in terms of bringing in goods and services, because a lot of the small island countries does depend on a lot of imports coming in. Issues around social impacts. Obviously, these issues are not just related to the Pacific. Obviously, they're occurring in New Zealand as well in terms of, you know, if the lockdown, everyone's staying at home, some of the issues around the most vulnerable in terms of additional domestic violence, issues around ending violence against women and girls. So these are obviously issues that are pertinent not just to New Zealand and our Pacific community here in New Zealand, but also across the Pacific.
And I guess everybody's talking about a time for a reset, and here in New Zealand the issues around you know, supermarkets opening up and essential services being provided. With some of our island nations, I guess this is a timely reminder that the land is there for us, and that many of us have always grown up growing our own food and being self-sustaining in that way. Is that some of the feedback that you're getting back from some of the forum countries, that people are going back to the land?
Well, it's funny that you should say that, because that is a sentiment that is appears to be coming out strong from not just the civil society forum that's currently taking place, but just from Pacific people across the Pacific. I think when we talk about resilience, in the context of some of the thinking that's coming from internationally, it's probably from the Pacific context, resilience is really about going back to the land, our traditional knowledge, what's worked for us, and probably reassessing our dependencies on certain things which probably make us more vulnerable than stronger.
Yes, and what are some of those things that are making us more vulnerable?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, issues around imports and cheap imports. Obviously, that has a detrimental effect, obviously, on NCDs, non-communicable diseases for the Pacific region. I mean, that's a very clear example of that. Obviously, going back to the land, growing our own food, organic food, obviously that's a lot more beneficial for Pacific people. I think that's an issue that's also pertinent across our Pacific communities, not just in the Pacific, but perhaps worldwide. And I think in the context of COVID-19, it's probably making us reassess that, you know, we can be stronger if we're looking to utilize what we have within the islands and making better use of that, as opposed to looking at perhaps cheap alternatives that probably the long-term benefits are not as great.
And what is the feeling among our Pacific nations? Are they quite happy to be kept isolated from the world as long as they are safe from COVID-19? And I guess they'd be looking for some guidance from New Zealand if we do eliminate COVID-19 here completely with one existing case. I guess then the Pacific will feel safer to open their borders to New Zealand possibly, or is that at another level that's higher than where you're at?
It's probably at I think you're definitely correct. It's at another level higher than where we're at. But I think the Pacific has been very cautious in terms of how it's dealt with the COVID-19 pandemic. They've been very proactive in terms of closing their borders early. But obviously, as I mentioned before, that does come with implications in terms of border closure. Notwithstanding that, the Pacific, through the Pacific Island Forum leaders, is working to put in place protocols under what's known as the Pacific Humanitarian Pathway, which will enable the Pacific to move goods and supplies amongst themselves and enable greater collaboration in terms of facilitating humanitarian assistance, health assistance through the Pacific countries, particularly with border closure. So that's something that we're currently working at the regional level. And obviously there has been conversations by New Zealand and Australia of a trans-Tasman bubble. Obviously, that's something that once Pacific starts reassessing their boundaries and reassessing their borders, might be something that they may want to have a discussion on.
And moving forward, how I guess it's uncertain for everyone at the moment. But the work that you you do personally from day to day, how has COVID-19 affected that, and also the work of the forum?
Funnily enough, I think it's a lot more focused in the sense that because there's been a closure somewhat in terms of interacting externally, it's made the forum, particularly the work that I do, it's given us a little bit more time to hone in on what we really need to do without the sort of additional meetings or external meetings and so forth. So I think it's it's had its advantages in the sense that it's made us a little bit more focused and prioritize what we really need to do. But at the same time, it does have challenges, obviously, working virtually and some of the challenges that that brings.
Sione Tekiteki, thank you so much for your time. And we look forward to catching up sometime again in the future with an update with regards to the work that you're doing in the region.
Yeah, my pleasure, Eti, and thank you for the invitation to come on your show.
Thank you.